I better clarify that statement. A lot of corruption in the, there's a lot of corruption in the law, the court system. There's a lot of corruption in selling cars and stuff and financing. And that's what I was alluding to. There's a lot of corruption in there. Not all of them are corrupt. There are some good lawyers. There are some good car salesmen. Yeah. There's a lot of corruption in Washington, up there in Congress. And thank you. You ever notice how a guy can be poor, get elected? He gets elected to a job making about $175,000 a year as a senator or something, whatever they make. And then about 3 years later, they have $10 million in the bank. I wonder how that happens. Bill Clinton was completely in poverty. Of course, he sold all everything at the White House, even the dishes. Now they're $30 million back in arrearment on their campaign, but she's conceded, and I guess they're going to pay that off now. I guess I don't know. All I could think was, boy, they could just. I'm trying to get $1 million for a building to go up out there for God, and they can raise $30 million for the Democratic or the Republican Party over the weekend. It doesn't make sense to me. Yes. I wonder if she's going to get paid back with interest. I don't know. I love America, and I'm really worried about America. The older folks know what I'm talking about. This is not the same America we used to have. And I'm hoping, Grandma, I hope we can keep it for our kids. I hope Tammy can still have a great America when we're gone. And it doesn't do me good to dwell on it because I hear things almost every phase of our government. If you knew what was going on, would terrify you. They're selling out everything. Yeah. Well, probably. They can't close on Thursday. JCPenney's having a sale on Friday. Mark?
On that thought, when 9/11 happened in this country, there was part of me as a preacher in me that was excited because I thought, this is great, we're going to see revival in our country. You know, there was just that one part of me.
Because when a country gets knocked down, the people usually turn towards God. Oh, yeah.
In the church's history and stuff. But then it was like within 3 months, it was like cynicism and just
right.
Sarcasm, and everybody was harder and colder than they were before.
Right. Well, but I don't think it's going to end Thursday, but it could end Friday. The rapture could happen any time. Oh, really? What bunch was that? Which bunch is saying that? And oh boy, okay. Don't believe them. I will say this: if you can't look what's going on in this country, and in the world, and you can't see that the Lord is coming back soon, then you're either are completely spiritually blind, or or you just can't understand what God's got in store for this country. We've got some real bad times ahead of us. And it's called the tribulation, 7 years. It's the worst time the world's ever going to see. And we've not seen nothing yet. This is just the previews. The real run's going to be way beyond what we see here now. And I better get on this. I'll never get going. Let's look at what is church membership. I'm going to tell you right now, you better be looking up because Jesus is coming soon. And America, and you know, America doesn't even own America anymore. China and foreign countries, we're living on their money. All your ports are not even owned by America. Everything that's turning the key right now is not even owned by America. All the supports that you have in this country are almost knocked out and be taken out any minute. I'm glad Jesus is coming back. And here's what I've decided to do. I've decided to try to win as many people to Christ as fast as I can, as much as I can. I'm not going to get caught up with the world going. I know it's going. The Bible tells me it's going to happen. And I'm not living in the days of Jesus. I'm living right before he comes back. And but, Grandma, we're going up. Jesus is going to come back in the rapture, and we're going up. Look at Revelation 3:10. I'll show you that scripture. Then I got to get over here to the baptism for church membership. I don't feel like teaching that today. Let me preach and stuff. I'll go back to it. We'll see. It's great being a pastor, Mark. You can decide what you teach on. Look at Revelation 3:10. See now on that subject. Revelation 3:10. Yeah, John, I need to put that on. Thank you, John boy. John says, put your mic on, preacher. Your voice is shot today. It is. I don't know what I'd do without John, boy. You guys ever move Rod and Debbie? Don't take John with you. I'm keeping him. How we doing, boss? All right. Rod, why don't you stand up and read Revelation 3:10 for me. Revelation 3:10. Yeah, God says I'm going to protect you. And remember, just like he protected Noah in the ark, and he's going to protect us also. Noah in the ark is a type of the Jew going through the tribulation. Because see, Enoch, remember Enoch in Genesis 5 said he walked with God. Verse 24 says, and Enoch was walked with God and was not. God took him up. Go ahead and look at Genesis 5:25. 5:24 right in there. Let me just throw some thoughts at you right now. I feel better about doing this than the 5:24. Now you realize is this 24, Grandma? Go ahead and look at you want to read 5:24, Tommy? You got Genesis 5:24, Tom?
Genesis 5:24 says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Yeah. Enoch never died. There's only two people in the Bible that never died. And that was Enoch and Elijah, 2 Kings 2. Two men. Because the Bible says in Hebrews, it's appointed that a man wants to die and then the judgment. But only two people that never died, never saw death, and that was Enoch and Elijah. And Elijah was a prophet, by the way. He was a real prophet, not these idiots are packing their groceries away somewhere up in the cave. But I get a kick out of them guys. Anyways, we're going to focus on Elijah, on Enoch right now. Enoch was taken out in Genesis 5. And then the next chapter, is chapter 6, is, talks about Noah and the ark. And we know Noah went through the flood, didn't he? But see, before that flood came, Enoch was translated. He was taken up. He was raptured. That's a picture of the church. That's a picture of those that are up right now. We're going to be taken out. Brother Rod just read in Revelation 3:10, I'll keep you from that hour. He kept Enoch from that hour. He's going to keep us from that hour. See, and the Jews that go through the tribulation, by the way, that's not Jehovah's Witness. That's 144,000, 12 tribes of the Jews, 12,000 each tribe. He's going to protect them in a little city called Petra. And but I get a kick out of Jehovah's Witness. They say that's them. They don't even realize it's, that's during the trib. And it's all about Jews. But people don't know their Bible, do they? But they believe those false teachers. Well, anyways, what I wanted to show you was this. That God's about ready to take us out of here. Look at 4:1 of Revelation, Rod. Why don't you read 4:1? And
Revelation 4:1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
Yeah, that's the rapture. When you're chronologically, the book of Revelation is right in order. It's right in order. Bam, 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 bam. And young Josh did a good job teaching that book of Revelation a few months back. And if you go through the book of Revelation, the first in chapter 4, we go up. That's the rapture. And then after that, then the tribulation starts. And by the way, look at Revelation 4:1 again, Rod. Did the door open in heaven? How many see that? The door open in heaven. We're going up. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm waiting for the upper taker. Amen? Amen. Now look at Revelation 19. Rod will read that to you. Yeah. The door went up. The door opened in 4:1. Christians went up. Lost people stay here for 7 years. You know anybody that's lost? They're going to be here after we go. We're going to be gone. They're going to be here. And then Revelation 19. I'll tell you in just a minute here. Probably verse 11. Look at that. Read that to me.
Revelation 19:11.
How many got Revelation 19:11? Follow the scripture. It's good that you see it and hear it both. It's good that you know this. You can show it to people tomorrow when you're working. Say, hey, do you know what's going to happen real soon? I don't believe those people that's talking about holding those ones that Brother Bud was talking about. We know they're just wacky, but we know Jesus is really coming. See, the reason I know they're wacky though, because Jesus said no one knows the time. If someone says they know the time, you work it out, they don't know what they're talking about. Because Jesus said no one knows. So if me or Rod or Brother Mark or Pastor David say, hey, I'm going to be here next week, next Sunday, I'm going to tell you the exact time Jesus is going to be here. The liar, liar, pants on fire. No one knows the time, not even those people that might have good intentions that Brother was talking about. Okay, Rod. Yeah, now look up. Everybody look up here. In Revelation 4:1, the door opens, we go up. Are you with me? We're there 7 years, Fred. During that 7 years, we're at the judgment seat of Christ. No lost people there. This is just saved people. It says there, don't turn to it. Let me just give you a thought here. While we're up there, Well, are you in Revelation 19, Rod? Well, look at verse 7, and I'll put a verse with it. This talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb. How many see that? Okay. And wait a minute. Am I where am I at, Rod? What?
Let us be glad and rejoice
and
give honor to him.
Yeah.
The marriage of the Lamb has come and the wife has made herself ready.
Yeah. See, while we're after we go up in 4:1, we're gonna be up there with Jesus for 7 years. Part of those 7 years, we're gonna be standing before him at the white judgment seat of Christ. It's called the Bema seat or the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear," talking about saved people, "for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, whether be judged for whether we've done good or bad." And so it's for our stewardship. Now, if you weren't saved, you wouldn't be up there. It's not about salvation, it's about our service to God. You're talking about, see, when God does, people give them those, but see, we ought to be serving God 24 hours a day, all the time, not just because of 911. And we ought to be totally sold out for God because he is coming. That's why it says in Matthew 24, we ought to be watching all the time. Watch, for you know not know when your master cometh. And so there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. We're going to have judgments. God's going to give us crowns and rewards for serving him. We're going to give them back to him. Amen. Yes. And we're going to get a brand new body while we're up there. Hallelujah. Buddy, I'm going to tell you right now. Man, I couldn't even walk yesterday. Just from that working in that yard sale and stuff and that heat. Man, I was sicker than a dog. Man, I was whooped. Yeah. Sure is.
So everybody believes that.
Well, the Bible's proven it's
2008 AD.
Yeah. Everybody, but Norma, everyone that says that the Bible is a fable, they don't know their Bible because many of the scriptures have been already fulfilled. The Bible's proven. Well, the calendar is based on the scripture. BC, before Christ, and after Christ, yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah. Well, the argument the Bible stands past. The Bible itself, the calendar is a good truth, but the Bible stands itself by apart from itself. It's true. Yeah, we base our calendar on the birth of Christ. So if they didn't believe in. Yeah. Then why is the calendar based on it? That's your contention. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they've tried to even take that away now. They call it the common era now instead of.
There's a lot of common idiots out there, aren't there? And only a fool said in his heart there's no God. Yes.
Now, after the 7 years, can we come back to earth?
Yes. Yes. We go up in 4:1. Say this. In Revelation 4:1. We go up in the rapture. We're with Jesus 7 years. Then after that, we go back down. And that's in Revelation 19:11. See, the door opens, we go up. The door opens again, we go down. And that period of time, we're up there. I was just telling you, we get the judgment seat of Christ. There's a we get new body, praise God. We get the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be tremendous. And then we're going to come back down for 1,000 years. God's going to say, we hear the prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven." We're going to come down with Jesus after that rapture, after that 7 years. And he's going to set up a kingdom. Bob Clifford might be the mayor of Diamond, or who knows where he's going to be out there, you know. Maybe Fred will be the sheriff. Who knows? But he's going to make every one of us, he's going to give us different positions. Seriously, he's going to give us, we're going to, people think, you know, look up here. We're not going to be like angels, just twong, twong with a harp. We're going to be doing things. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be really exciting. Hope we have baseball during that time. But some opening days will be perfect weather, too, because Jesus will be here, amen? And so I want to be on the angel side, and they can hit stronger. Anyways, but anyways, what I'm saying is this. He is coming back. He's coming back. I've been trying to pull up a scripture, Mark. It's over in Jude. Go ahead and get that little book of Jude right for Revelation. It's only one chapter. There's a verse I want. I think it's verse 12. I could be wrong. It might be 10. It talks about how he comes back with 10,000 of the saints. What verse is it? Yeah, go ahead and read that, Mark. We're in a little book called Jude. It's right before Revelation, which is in the back of your Bible. And we're on verse 14. Go ahead, Mark.
And Enoch also descended from Adam.
Remember we started with Enoch? Okay.
Prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with
10,000 of his saints. Yeah. And he's going to be coming back. He's going to be coming riding a white horse. When you were in Revelation 19, I don't know if Rod read far enough, but in Revelation 19, starting verse 11 down there, said he's riding a white horse. Go ahead and read that for him, Rod. Revelation 19. Go ahead down and read verse 11 through 14 there in Revelation. Yes.
His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies...
What verse is that?
14.
See, remember, Mark just read over in the book of Jude that the armies found. Go ahead. How'd those armies get up there? We got up there in the rapture. We went up there in the rapture. Then remember all the people that were saved and all those people that died that were saved, they're up there waiting for us. They were all one big rapture. I mean, a whole big army. Like Grandpa and Debbie's dad and my mama and your families that are saved, they've been gone away. Your mama, and think about it. All those that were saved, all the saved people, they're up there right now waiting. Are you with me? They haven't got their glorified bodies yet. Everybody gets them at the rapture. What a reunion. What an excitement. What a hallelujah. And Baptists love to eat. And then when Rad read Revelation 19, around verse 7 about the marriage supper lamb, you think the Lord's going to let anybody outdo him? Woo! Man, it's going to be a hillbilly feast. I mean, you ain't never seen nothing like this. I mean, biscuits and gravy, sausage. I mean, beans. You know God's going to have all the heavenly stuff up there. Yes, ma'am. It'll probably be there. I believe it'll probably be there at marriage supper. God knows what's good for us. Amen. And that's what's waiting for us. Even though, Grandma, sometimes I get so dismal, and I'll be honest with you, folks, I have a fast temper, and there's times I want to grab a gun and get in a group of guys and take back Washington. But you know what? The powers that be are ordained of God. And I'm just letting Jesus come. I'll tell you, it irritates me, though, what they're not doing without me knowing it. I know what they're doing. And I'd like to take a few out with me, but I won't. Because I know I'm just going to take preaching God's word. But they're ruining our country. They're ruining our country. And I'm an American. Did you hear on Dobbs on the news yesterday with Don Dobbs? No, this guy's a CNN guy. Lou Dobbs. They had a thing in the, and it was older kids too. Out of 100%, they said only 7% of like the kids that they did a survey in the schools and the college. This will scare you. When I heard that, my blood boiled. They did a survey, and they said only 7% of the kids in school, that's including college, could tell you what July 4th meant. Yes.
I was just talking to somebody yesterday about this. I guess Kent, the city of Kent, doesn't have Independence Day. They have Heritage Day.
They've quit teaching American history. Now listen to me. I'm trying to leave you with something. We have a great country. We have a great heritage. Our country was founded on the Lord. Our country was founded on this Bible. Our country was founded on God in heaven. The American history is about God, about how God founded this country. America's not great. God made America great. And they quit teaching the history of America. They don't want to talk about George Washington, who's the first president, was a born-again Christian. They don't want to talk about all those great truths that we had, that we started with, all the principles of faith. They wiped them out, Carl. They wiped them out. Now they don't teach the kids. Listen, they gave another survey. Do you think America is should be called America? Or do you feel like you're a real American? They said 42% said, I don't think we can ever bring it back. I'm going to tell you right now, people died for that Stars and Stripes. I love America. I'm proud to be an American. I'll die an American. And I'm getting tired of people running my country down. Because I love America and they're taking it. I'm telling you, they're taking it from you. Yes, sir. Because you've got a society of people in your country that don't even care about America no more. They don't care. It's scary. I know Jesus is coming back. Look up here. I hope I'm not boring you. Do you know why God blessed America? I'm going to give you a couple of good reasons why God blessed America. Number one, because of this country wanted God to be the mainstay of the country. In God we trust. But America has always preached the Bible, the gospel. America sent out more missionaries to the world for Christ. We produced more Bibles for Christ. Are you with me? In other words, we got the written word out. And we've always stood behind Israel. Israel's an apple of God's eye. And when anybody starts talking to you that they want to destroy Israel, you're destroying the apple of God's eye. I'm going to tell you right now, if America ever takes their hand off the protection of Israel, we're in trouble. Yes, sir. They're not forced to worship. He's just a devil. But I'm going to tell you, this country was founded on the Word of God. And all these infidels, which the Bible calls them, they ought to leave this country. I'll be honest with you. People like America? Get the fastest boat to China, pal. I think you ought to love it or leave it. And I'm going to tell you right now, there might be a day where we'll see. I'm hoping the rapture happens before it. Actually, we're going to be glad the rapture happens. Because, Grandma, there's nothing left for our kids. There's nothing left for it. Tammy, I know you're still young, but there's really nothing left for you. It's going to be worse as the time goes by. Grandma, we're getting out of the good time. Amen. We're getting out of the good. I don't know about you. There's nothing here holding me. I'm ready to go right now. And the more I see stuff, the more I get really, my jugular gets mad, and I got too much red blood in me. I've never been a tough guy, but I'm always willing to fight for what I think is right. I sure love America. Love America. Teach your kids love. They no longer teach American history in our school. But I tell you, a school they do teach it in. I know a school that they teach American history in. Bethel Baptist Christian Academy. We still teach it. Yes, sir. We teach the old King James Bible. But God's blessed America because they wanted God to be preeminent. Because we've preached the gospel, we produced the gospel, sent more missionaries, and we've always stood behind Israel. Now, can I say this to you? I know the bell rang. The people of Israel have to be saved just like you and I. They got to trust Christ as their Savior just like you and I. If a Jewish person dies without faith in Christ, they go to hell. But I'll tell you right now, God loves Israel. And he's hoping one day they'll turn back. The Romans teaches us, we've been grafted in. Because of their unbelief, we got grafted in, us Gentiles. Don't be high-minded, he says. If I could, you're lucky to get in. We ought to love them more, amen? And so, let's be proud we're Americans. And you know what I liked about Ronald Reagan? I really liked Ronald Reagan because he brought back patriotism to America. And Ronald Reagan was a patriot. He loved America, and he got people caring about their country again. We need a sweeping revival of Christ. By the way, you get a sweeping revival of the Bible, you'll get patriotism back in.
That's right.
Because they go hand in hand. The Bible teaches us to love our country. Okay,
I know you're a Pepsi man, but Pepsi has taken
I don't drink pop.
We trust off their cans,
I'm not a Pepsi or Coke. I don't drink any soda pop at all.
Well, I don't either, but
I drink water and tea.
Pepsi better than Coke, but Pepsi has taken off and God we can
Did they? Well, that would make me not want to buy Pepsi at all. Okay, boycott Pepsi. Boycott them all. They're not good for you. Especially that diet stuff you guys drink. That's giving you cancer. That stuff inside those Diet Cokes and Pops is cancerous. Oh, man. Yeah. Can you imagine when you and I were kids, they said we're gonna bottle water and make a lot of money? You know what I'm sorry about, Marie? You know what I'm sorry about? I'm sorry I didn't invent the hula hoop. I'm sorry I didn't think about the pet rock, and I'm sorry I didn't invent the bottle So we could have multi-millions. We had all kinds of buildings out there right now. But keep looking for Jesus. He's coming. He's coming. He's not coming because those people say he's coming. I don't know the day he's coming. I just know he's coming soon. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Dun dun dun. That's the words. Dun dun dun. Do you know the words, Mark? Come on up here, help me. Do you know the words, Roddy? You ain't gonna say it, are you? We're gonna close with that song. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon.
Many will seal their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead in Christ,
I can, that's scripture.
Yeah. The skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon.
Many will seal their doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Thank you. Look up here, we're going to pray. That's a truth. That's a true statement. That's what we've got to look forward to. The world's got a Holocaust coming. The worst time of tribulation than this world's ever seen or ever will be. But not us. Jesus is coming to take us out. We're going to be like Enoch. We're going to be taken out. We're going to be brought up to him. Amen? Aren't you glad we got a great Savior?
Amen.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. I wonder, before we go to our next program, how many could say, preacher, I know I'm saved. I know if I died, if the rapture happened, I know I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure I'm saved. Thank you. May put him down. Is there anyone today that would say, pastor, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left behind, preacher. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Just lift your hand, put it back down. Pastor, I'm not sure if I'm saved. I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Pray for me. Just raise your hand. Pray for me. I wonder with this also. Maybe you're a Christian and you'd say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. I really haven't been thinking how soon the rapture is going to happen. I've been getting away from missing church and doing things for God. I want to pray that I can do more for God. Pray for me. I could serve better. Who'd say that? Pray for me. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God bless your heart. Heavenly Father, help us to know that the time is coming near. Lord, not because some people get caught up in a cult, but because the Bible says you're coming soon. And we have the truth of the scripture. And we know that the scripture does not lie. And so, Father, help us as Christians to love you and to serve you with all our heart and soul. And not to be dismayed with all that's around us, but to look up. For we know that our redemption draweth nigh. We ask your blessings on each person here today. In Christ's name, amen. All right, we'll break for about 10 minutes.